Say yes to Pure Leaf tea and free gas for a year only at True North Convenience Stores. When it comes to quality, say yes to the delicious taste of real brewed Pure Leaf tea. True North stores are stocked with your favorite flavors like unsweetened, extra sweet, and raspberry. For a limited time, enter for a chance to win free gas for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or download the mobile app from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like filling out basketball brackets. Too many choices, too much noise, and no one wants a busted budget. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break down real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Make smarter financial plays today. No luck required. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
It's a WIP afternoon show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz. Big day today. Oh, it's weird now. They have us up on the screen, Ike. Look at that.
Yes.
That's going to distract me. Anyway, big day as Brandon Graham announces his retirement. And Tuesday is always a big day on the WIP afternoon show because Tuesdays with Elliot happens at 3 o'clock. Elliot, thank you for joining us.
What up? How you guys doing?
Now, I did see your interaction with BG on the internet, and it looked solid.
I thought I nailed it.
I thought you did a good job.
To be completely honest, anyone saying I didn't is lying.
Yes. Yeah.
Like I don't objectively, I nailed that.
Yeah. It wasn't too much of an embrace.
No, it was perfect.
Yeah,
you could tell he also was excited to, to share this moment with me.
So you're just, I think this is the first time you've talked on, you didn't do a pod about this yet, or did
Brandon?
You?
Brandon?
Yeah.
No, that's been published.
So, I mean, you're just general thoughts on Brandon Graham and his retirement.
Well, you know, someone that was there, I guess what really stood out to me is how many people were there. Like Fletcher Cox, Lane Johnson, Nolan Smith, Jalix Hunt, Jalen Hurts, Nick, Howie. I mean, it was a full room. So it reminded me a lot of the Jason Kelce retirement press conference in that way. And you could just tell how, you know, I think he seemed at peace with it. Like even afterwards, taking photos with everybody. So I definitely think the moment met what he deserved. In terms of, you know, everyone talking about BG's career, I guess the perspective I can give of it is someone that covered him and was in the locker room. Like, we talk a lot about what BG meant to the locker room. I don't think we talk enough about maybe these past few years and the past year specifically, how important he was. You know, we've heard Ike and Hugh and Richie talk about when they were coming up, like players who helped them. And I feel like for the most part, sometimes they're guys in the same position room. Those are guys you're in the meetings with all the times, your coaches. I really think Brandon deserves some credit for how things have gone with Jalen these past few years. Jalen was there. Jalen and Jalen's fiance are close with Brandon and his wife. I think Brandon really took Jalen under his wing over this past season, two seasons. And at a time in Jalen's career where it certainly was tumultuous, coming off of 2023, all the locker room stuff. You know, Brandon, obviously the player is important, but I think they got their money's worth from Brandon these past few years in helping Jalen become like the version of Jalen he is.
Well, it sounded like in the, you know, the Brandon Graham show that will go down in history that happened this year with him talking about Jalen and AJ, Brandon sounded personally involved in that, not just as a teammate, but sounded personally involved with Jalen.
I also think
could feel that.
He sounded on Jalen's side.
Yes, I thought so as well.
Which I think is important.
Yep.
You know?
Well, that's really what... Yeah, that's exactly what he was doing.
Yeah.
He kept talking about 11, didn't want to talk, or, you know, both sides happened, that sort of thing. No, I agree with that. I mean, I get that same sense that, you know, I don't know how many people Jalen is tight with mm-hmm. on the team. Everybody's your teammate, and you know, some guys you're just around at work. And then there are guys that you go to dinner with. Your families interact with each other. You have moments where you share intimate details about what's going on with you because you're confiding in a friend. Mm-hmm. So he's more than just a teammate. And I do get a sense that over the last year or so, that Jalen and Brandon have sort of forged that type of friendship. And and Brandon's an older guy. So, you know.
Makes sense with Jalen, who's a bit of an older soul.
Exactly. Yeah. I was just going to say that. Jalen's more of an older soul. He's not running with the younger guys, the 23, 24-year-olds that are out doing whatever. And so, not to say that's bad or anything, but Jalen lives more of a quiet life. You know, you're going to see him at concerts and things like that. And quite frankly, the couple of concerts that we've seen him at, BG is usually with him. Like, BG and his wife are usually with him.
Yeah, like, a lot of times when you see Jalen out, it feels like Brandon is there.
Usually
he
is,
even in the post, in the locker room after the Super Bowl, like, BG, Jalen, and their significant others were together taking pictures and doing all that. So I do think Brandon has really, really helped in that regard. And, you know, I personally think Brandon should go down as the best defensive end in Eagles history. Like, I understand talent-wise he is not, but if
you do anything for us?
Why do you do this?
Can I tell you why I feel this way? No. So
I mean, he's Brandon Graham.
I'm giving Brandon credit. I think because a lot of the stories you hear about Brandon and are well deserved is how he makes people feel. I mean, we're at Chickies with him every Monday. You see what he does. I think it overshadows a little bit the player he was. He played more games than any other defensive end. He won 2 Super Bowls as a defensive end. He's 3rd in sacks. He was a huge part of the franchise. Like, there's just not many defensive ends. In fact, I don't think any that lined up for the Eagles that can say they have Brandon's resume.
Yeah, well, that's obvious. Yeah,
that's the point
of making. Titles.
Yeah, he's just not as good as Reggie White.
I agree, as a player, he's not. I agree.
Yeah, yeah. They hold very different places in the history.
Love them both.
Yeah, yeah. We can love them both.
Only you would come in day of love for BG.
I think I'm presenting a good point.
I know you are.
We talk about him.
You know, we have trigger happy fingers over here.
I know you do. But if I could just give Brandon some props without you guys trying to tear him down.
Well,
I'm kidding.
It's like
his career as a player. I think it's undersold a little bit sometimes because of how important of who he is off the field is the point.
I think that's fair.
He's 3rd in sacks. Yeah. I know a bit of that is longevity, but...
No, I agree with you on that. Yeah,
I think we all talk about him as a good guy, but he was also a great player.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
And he was a great player for the Eagles all the way up until the end. I agree. It's weird when you compare him to Reggie, because Reggie White is, like, debatably the best defensive player
in the history of football.
He's a great player. I agree with you, for sure. But what I'm saying is, when you take into account everything, I think Brandon is the best defensive end they've ever had.
Okay.
Like, if I'm making an all-Eagles team, I'm putting Brandon. Now, there's 2, so you could put Reggie as well, but...
Yeah. Well, who's on the other side? There's...
I'm saying, you would put Reggie and BG would be my edges.
Right, okay.
Now, if I was making a Packers team, you would also have Reggie.
Okay.
Well, yeah, because that's how good he was.
Yeah, he was great.
Yeah. So, why don't you just give your Eagles Mount Rushmore? Why don't you just do
this? Get this out of the way,
just do this now.
I don't get the issues with it, but...
Well, of course you don't. You didn't even have Mike Schmidt on your Phillies Mount Rushmore, so I want to tell the audience.
Well, it's a similar argument, so I'm happy you brought that up.
It's actually not.
It's a similar argument.
Mike Schmidt was...
He's a Philly!
He played his entire career.
With Jalen. Okay. Like, so, the Mike Schmidt thing, I didn't have him on because I wanted to have a pitcher on there, and I had the big 3, Rollins, Utley, and... why am I blanking
Howard.
On it? Howard, yeah. But with the
Mike
Eagles,
Schmidt was better than all 3
I know
of those players.
I think those 3 have to be on together. Right?
They don't. Okay.
It's my Mount Rushmore.
Well, maybe if it's an 08 Mount Rushmore, then you could have all
Mike
3.
Mike Schmidt was better than all 3 of those guys.
Yeah, Mike Schmidt was great. I agree.
Yeah,
but,
okay.
All right, so my Eagles Mount Rushmore. Yes. I think Dawkins...
Best third baseman in baseball history. Yeah. Okay, all right, go ahead. Yeah. Played his entire career. Won a World Series MVP.
Yeah,
he won MVP, World Series MVP, and the World Series in 1 year.
Well, yeah. All right, I had Steve Carlton on there. Do you guys not like him?
We do like Steve Carlton.
Okay.
Schmidt and Carlton are the start of the Mount Rushmore. That's as simple as that.
Yeah. I disagree. I have the big 3 of 08, but regardless.
But the run from 76
we get back to the Eagles. Yes.
So with the Eagles, I think Dawkins is absolutely on there.
Yeah.
Like any Mount Rushmore, Dawkins is on there.
Okay.
Then I think it has to be Kelce and Brandon Graham. because Brandon played more games in Eagles uniform than anybody else. He won two Super Bowls. And I do think when you're talking about the Mount Rushmore, it should represent the franchise. And there are no two players in the history of the franchise that represent them better than Jason Kelce and Brandon Graham. So I would put them on there. And then I used to have McNabb. Ike knows I've always been a McNabb defender. Yeah. Yeah. But Jalen has passed McNabb, I think, on all-time quarterbacks. And you got to have the best quarterback in franchise history. The only quarterback that has started and taken the team to the Super Bowl twice and won one. Like,
well, you don't
I
have
think
to
he's
if he's not, the, he's not a better player.
But he has, well, first of all, than McNabb?
No, no. I'm just saying, for instance, you wouldn't put Jalen Hurts on the Mount Rushmore over Reggie, or you would over
I
Reggie
would.
White.
Well, because I view Reggie as a Packer. I'll excuse it with Dawkins, but like I think it matters that you played your whole career with one team.
Well, then you can't put Jalen on it yet because his career isn't over. And the other thing I would say is you said it has to represent the Eagles franchise.
Yes.
You don't have an Eagle that played before the 2000.
Well, who would you put on?
That's Reggie.
No, I know Reggie is the one, but I'm saying I think Reggie is viewed as a Packer, and I think
not
are
in Philadelphia.
Not in Philadelphia, but I think nationally, if you asked 100 NFL fans, they would view him as a Packer, and that's unfortunate. I don't.
Well, you would have to do that survey to know that. I don't know that for sure.
I feel pretty confident about it, but you're right. We would have to do the survey. So I view Reggie as a Packer.
Jack, Twitter question: do you view Reggie White as a Packer or an Eagle? Please, thank you.
It's also when you look up, you just Google Reggie White. Most of the first pictures are him in a Packers uniform, but not that that's the end all be all. But it is noteworthy. So, Reggie's a great player, but Dawkins is more of an Eagle to me than Reggie.
Well, nobody's debating Dawkins.
Everybody's saying it just
but,
like
but what I'm saying is Dawkins played for the Broncos, but Dawkins is not a Bronco.
Right.
Yes, because he didn't play, he didn't win a Super
Correct.
Bowl.
Correct. That's why Reggie's a Packer to me. And so when I'm making my Mount Rushmore, I don't think Reggie should be on there. Not because he's not a great player, but because he played like half his career for another team.
Yeah, see, I wouldn't have Jason and Brandon there. Now, for me, I like eras. I want the eras of Eagles football to sort of be represented. And that's why I struggle with the Chuck Bednarik, because he did win a championship.
He did.
He did win a championship here, and he is a Hall of Famer, and he's the last two-way player, in case you didn't know that.
I did. Yeah, I saw that a few minutes ago on his Pro Football reference page.
So you got that. And to me, you would have to choose between Brandon and Kelce as who would represent this era of Eagles football. Like, Jalen, I can understand why he's in consideration. He also represents the next era of Eagles football. He's going to have a long time to establish himself in an era of his own without the other greats being there. So if I were to ask you, like, who represents, because to me, I think the argument with Dalk and Five being over there, I'll go with Dalk because I think Dalk was the best player in our era.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you. From daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
What is Dax, are you?
Tracking all our cars on Carvana Value Tracker on all our devices? Yes, Kristen, yes I am.
Well, I've been looking for my phone for...
In Dax's domain, we see all, so we always know what our cars are worth.
All of them?
All of them. Value surge, trucks up 3.9%.
That's a great offer.
I know. Sell?
Sell.
Track your car's value with Carvana Value Tracker today.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Even though Five was the quarterback.
He's also, you know, I think Dawkins and Kelce and BG are probably the three most popular Eagles of all time. You know, I think
that matters.
If you look out when you do a pregame show, I think you see their jerseys.
You see their jerseys,
the
no doubt.
And obviously all great players. Now, Brandon was probably not the player that Dawkins or Kelce was. I understand that. But he was here for 15 full seasons, like the two Super Bowls. Yeah. Maybe it's how I view Mount Rushmore. If we were just doing the four most talented players, I understand the list is different. But I think the Mount Rushmore is like the four best Eagles, like guys who were here the longest, who were great players, who won. Like those
but
things
the
matter.
Eras do matter when you're talking about the organization. And, like each era, in my opinion, especially if it's a great era of football, should be represented.
And can't you just admit that your bias toward recency is because of your age?
So yeah, that's part of it, and
because,
I experienced
because
it.
Because your argument for Brandon Graham is the easy argument for Mike Schmidt. It's an infallible argument,
right?
Because Mike Schmidt did all those things that you say Brandon Graham played his whole career for one and also is a Hall of Famer and is also the best third baseman of all time, also won a World Series, also World Series MVP.
There's no argument against Mike Schmidt.
Well, we can do the Schmidt thing again if you guys want.
No, but don't want to do it.
Because you're the only one who thinks this.
Nobody else thinks this. That's why I don't even want to argue with him.
Elliot, did Carlton play his whole career with the Phillies?
I don't know. Is he the best pitcher in the history of the Phillies? Is he the best pitcher in the history of the Phillies?
That's not my question.
But that was my reasoning.
Well, Schmidt's the best overall Philly of
yes,
all time.
Yes, but if we want to do this again, my argument was I think the 08
your whole
team,
argument for these guys, they played the whole career here.
But the 08 core.
Iverson didn't play his whole career for the Sixers.
No, he didn't, but he was known as a Sixer. But for the 08 Phillies, is it not the best stretch in franchise history?
But you could argue, not necessarily.
If you look at the wins in the playoffs and the fact they won a Super Bowl.
76 team won 101 games.
I didn't say best season. I said best stretch.
You said best run.
And they also went to the World Series again in 83.
Right.
So they went to two World Series. They won one, and the length of time was bigger. And also, that 80 team, that era had more Hall of Famers than the 08 era does.
That may have none.
Yes.
They may have one, but they may have none.
Maybe they were better teams, but we did this a few months ago. I have to look it back up.
But
the Schmidt thing is not even, it's not even really debatable. It really
is. I'm fine with Schmidt. It's not against Schmidt. My top four is because I want the 08-3 and I want the best pitcher. But here's my thing about recency bias, right?
Yes.
It's not my fault that the best stretch of Eagles football was like 2000 on. Like, it is what it is.
Well,
that's
not what I'm talking about.
My
point is, because you did not see those players, you are not giving them the same respect as if you had seen those players.
I think there's definitely truth to the fact if you live through it, you take it in more. I agree with you on that.
Okay.
But I think we would also all agree that from 2000 on is without question the best stretch of Eagles football. So if you're doing the Mount Rushmore, the majority of players are going to be from better stretches. That does not mean there were not great players before, but they did not really win much prior to 2000 compared to 2000 and on.
215-592-9494. Ken and Cinnamon, you're on WIP. What's up, Ken? Ken, you're on mute. Ken's always on mute.
Now. I'm here.
Oh, there he is. Okay.
Sorry about that. I was doing three things at once.
It's all right.
So, first, I want to say Bruce Harper is my favorite Philly of all time. and Denny Doyle is the starter at Penstock and Country Club right now, in case anybody's interested, on Wednesdays. So just in case you were wondering about some obscure Philly from 70 years ago. Elliot, you are a perfect example of why people like my age are convinced that people your age don't think anything matters that happened before they were born.
Tell him, Ken.
Jack Bridge thinks Winston Churchill's a writer. So
he was a novelist.
Well, so is Obama wrote a book, too. You know?
So it seems like Jack is willing to look at all aspects of his career as opposed to the older people.
Yep. Yeah.
Well, hold on. Any denials of my General Cornwallis conversation the other day?
Well, he lost.
He's a choker. That's what I try to tell everyone.
He did lose.
And Chuck Bednarik won three championships with the Eagles. Not one, three.
Correct.
I forgot about the 48-49. What do you think about that?
I'm a Super Bowl eras guy. Like, it was just a different game. I don't know what you want me to say.
There it is.
So, how about this, Elliot? Dick Vermeil used to bring Chuck Bednarik into camp, like, long after he retired, and suit him up, and he would smack the crap out of the Eagles defensive lineman for 3 or 4 days, and then he'd send him on his way.
Okay.
So, Chuck Bednarik is the single greatest Eagles.
Have you heard me say he's not a great player?
You know, don't have him on your Mount Rushmore?
Because I don't think he is one of the four best Eagles when you take into account the entire history. You can say I'm not honoring the past.
Well, the entire history, he definitely
is. Hold on. But if you could say I'm not honoring the past, I think you're giving the past like too much weight here. The Eagles won two Super Bowls since 2000. I know you're bringing up the World Championships, but I'm talking more Super Bowl era. Like, the better players have been on the Eagles from 2000 on. I don't really think that's a dispute.
Well, let me tell you this. There's not been very many players that are better than Chuck Bednarik.
He's a great player.
If you're Eagles Insider of the Year, that's
so who's your Mount Rushmore?
Yeah, Ken.
I can tell you this much.
Nick Sirianni?
Chuck Bednarik is on it. Chuck Bednarik is on it. So, and Mike Schmidt is the best Philly ever because he's the greatest third baseman in the history of the game.
He's a great Philly. I agree with you.
So, again, it didn't. You weren't alive for it, so it doesn't matter.
I don't think that's completely true, but I do think that Philly sports are better now than they were back then.
Well, let's talk about something that happened recently.
Okay,
Brandon Graham. The thing that struck me as I was listening to him today, and you know, the good thing is that nobody is ever going to say anything bad about Brandon Graham in the city of Philadelphia ever again. And God knows he reached his quota with that a long time ago. The Philadelphia Eagles of right now, and this is not a swipe at the Philadelphia Eagles, because I don't think any NFL team would really. The Brandon Graham story could not happen in the NFL today, where you start the way he got off to a really rocky start for his first three seasons, four seasons, and the organization stuck with him because they believed in him. That just would not happen in today's NFL.
Yeah,
and so it's a testament to, you know, why you, when you draft guys, why you see things that make you want to draft them that maybe will cause you to believe in them a little longer than maybe some people might. Because that today, I mean, hell, Aziz Ojulari, I mean, you know, yeah. The Giants have already moved on from Aziz Ojulari, whose first 2 years in the NFL were significantly better than Brandon Graham's first 2 years in the NFL. And the Giants already decided, yeah, we've seen.
Well, the other comparison I would make, and I look, Brandon's stretch of struggling in his career was longer earlier, but you know, I think Nolan Smith has a lot of Brandon Graham qualities.
Oh yeah,
just
I agree with you.
Yeah, I mean, I think personality wise, like they both have that, like they're smiling all the time, talking all the time, and I think Nolan, while it was only 1 year compared to three for Brandon, he has had the label to bust. First year went poorly, really. The first half of last year wasn't great. Now he won a Super Bowl a second season, so it's a little different. But you know, they went from Kelsey to Cam, from Jalen Carter to Fletcher Cox. I think Nolan Smith is the Brandon Graham like replacement.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, he probably is from a.
Guys, mean personality. Yeah,
personality.
Personality too.
Else, yep.
Yeah.
He didn't struggle nearly as long as BD
right. No,
did.
I know. I said that
for him to stay positive. I mean. How many guys have left this city and just had nothing good to say about the fans in Philadelphia because they didn't deal with anything near what Brandon Graham had to listen to about himself for, you know, years.
Yeah.
Before
they finally figured out that they were using him wrong. I mean, that was the problem, is he was a little banged up, but they were also using him wrong.
Well, so, believe me, I know he did not like playing for Billy Davis.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Well, I don't think many people enjoyed the chip era of when they were used.
Hey, Ken, BG left it at the exact right time. Who stuck around too long?
Actually, Steve Carlton stuck around too
he
long.
Did.
It got, whoa, that's my Mount Rushmore there.
He did. Indians era wasn't a great one. Yeah.
It got embarrassing. He was still trying to hang on with the Giants and the White Sox. And I mean, you
agreed.
Know.
Yeah, people forget that, Elliot.
Yep, people do.
So.
All right, thank you, Ken.
Yeah. By the way, I think we are I know it's BG's day. I think we're underrating Fletcher's impact on the Eagles too. I mean, like Fletcher was the best player in the 17 team. You know, he's a 6-time Pro Bowler, 2-time first team All Pro.
Fletcher is.
We're talking about like the Mount Rush. I think we talk about Kelsey, BG.
Fletcher was a better player than
like
BG.
Fletcher should be in the conversation. Like I think we're underrating Fletcher a little bit,
but I do think like.
The likability.
Maybe not fault of his own, but like Fletcher did not connect in the city the same way BG.
Just had a different personality.
Yeah, just didn't talk properly.
But I think that matters when talking about like the four players that should be on the Mount Rushmore. Like if they build a Mount Rushmore outside of the link, like I think Kelsey and Brandon Graham, there's been no players that are more Eagles than them.
I would say all four guys. See, I like that core four. with Lane
Zach
and Fletcher.
Just, you know, killing himself over there.
with Lane and Fletcher. I like that core four of those guys, BG, Kelsey, Lane, and Fletcher.
Yeah.
Yeah. I agree. All right. Now the next core four are all Georgia guys. So.
Sure. Yeah. Makes sense.
And an Alabama guy.
215-592-9494. Brandon Graham retires today. We are going through Tuesdays with Elliot. We will
a little early for Jalen on the Mount Rushmore.
Yeah.
I mean he's already the best quarterback in franchise
he's the most winningest quarterback as far as doesn't make him the best. He wasn't better than Randall Cunningham. He's not a better quarterback than Donovan Mitchell. I don't want to go through this. I understand he's one, and I like Jalen.
The other thing I would say is you don't want to put anybody in the Mount Rushmore who could play themselves off the Mount Rushmore.
Exactly.
And Jalen, because he's so early in his career.
Yeah.
That's fair. If I had to play carve a Mount Rushmore today, I would consider that. But are right. You are right.
Well, there we go.
That's a fair point.
Wow.
But that's rare to get that. That's a win. We got to go out on that.
We're out here. We will also get Elliot's thoughts on Eagles Insider of the Year, which will be awarded tomorrow, and Elliot's thoughts on the Azeez Ojulari signing, the Lane Johnson extension, and all that sort of stuff. This is the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz.
And now, two pigeons who can't believe how good humans have it with DirecTV.
These humans are hopping from streaming apps to live sports without batting a wing.
All from the DirecTV home screen.
With just one click, you could be watching a baseball game, a movie on Netflix,
or a critically acclaimed documentary.
You watch documentaries?
I love the ones that leave you with a question.
What?
Exactly.
DirecTV, a better way to watch whatever you want to watch. Visit DirecTV.com.
Internet-connected Gemini device, separate Netflix membership, and additional paid subscriptions required for third-party apps.
Hi, this is Debbie, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help you with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. And I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
Yeah, we can also send you samples, fast and free.
Wow, I mean, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, no pressure, no hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Oh, okay, whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over.
Blinds.com has covered over 25 million windows, all backed by a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com now and get up to 40% off with minimum purchase. Rules and restrictions may apply.
It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it. That's why I go for a five-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games, or whenever my favorite team is playing late. 5-Hour Energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before tip-off.
If you're thinking about GLP-1s for weight loss, listen up. You must make sure you're maintaining your muscle mass while you're losing weight. Otherwise, you can slow your metabolism and regain the weight. Omacid, a natural superfood protein shake, has been scientifically proven to preserve muscle mass. It optimizes and supercharges your metabolism so you can lose weight easily. Use Omacid with GLP-1s or as a natural alternative. Find out more and see the university studies at omacid.com. That's AlmaSed.com.
Hey, I'm Josh Fink, owner of Knicks Menswear. Getting married? Don't rent some random suit. At Knicks, we help you own the look for about the same price as a rental. You're marrying the love of your life. Don't you deserve a suit that's yours forever? Knicks Menswear, your friend in style.